Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Up a little bit. We're going to go back to advertising, and we're going to go on a little bullshit hunt. Going to look at some advertising lingo, especially food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can. That kind of stuff. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at some of these words. Old-fashioned. When you hear old-fashioned, you're supposed to think, oh, this goes back to the old days. Right. The old days. Before we had sanitation laws. Before hygiene became popular. Back when botulism was still considered a sauce. Homemade. You see, homemade in the restaurants, too. Homemade soup. I don't care how much the amphetamine-driven waitress with the Marlboro lines in her face reminds you of your mother, the soup is not homemade. Unless someone is living in the kitchen. And if that's the case, I want to get a good look at this motherfucker. I want to check this guy for lesions, carbuncles, impetigo, pink eye, and ringworm. And head lice. At any time they add the word style to another word, someone is pulling your prick. Old style goodness. What does that mean? Nothing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Eating Disorder. I'm Paul Gerard. I'd like to welcome my co-host, the Pituitary Twins. We have Adam Velez here.
How you doing?
And the Reverend Spiro.
Whoop, whoop.
How you guys feeling today? I always call these guys the Pituitary Twins because I'm 6'1", and I stand next to these guys, and I look like a fucking midget.
It's almost like if anybody ever seen The NeverEnding Story, when Atreyu has to come to those two titty statues and he has to pass with his innocence. Paul is pretty much Atreyu, and me and you are the two titty statues, basically, is how this thing rolls.
Yeah, but your titties are nicer than mine, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Actually, my areolas have they're really symmetrical. You'll like them, trust me.
Even. Nice. Well, you got those titties from the advertising, which brings us to the topic for tonight's show. Addiction.
Yes,
we are
is.
Addicted to ads. So much so that we consider it like a 12-step program. Step one, we admitted we were powerless against advertising and that our consumption has become unmanageable.
It has.
I think it's gotten a little bit ridiculous, and now that the Super Bowl is coming and most of the revenue is generated by food ads or beer ads or something that we can ingest into our fat fucking faces, it made us take a moment to want to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, and back to, I mean, what we always talk about, man, it's like, what was it like? Look, honestly, I am a child of television.
Right? I'm a child. I was raised on television. That's my baby.
I'm a child of the idiot box, right?
And honestly, hello, boys and girls.
I used to love one of my favorite shows was like Gilligan's Island. And Gilligan's Island had this one show where they got radioactive vegetables. I don't know if anybody remembers
that. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and see, some vegetables made you really strong, and some vegetables made you really smart. But what was the underlying tone of that particular episode was like, your food is going to poison you. Seriously, think about that's it. Wrong. Radioactive fucking vegetables? I mean, think about it. And, you know.
Well, I think it's very interesting. You actually made a point, Spiro, that we have two major industries in our country today, and we make food and we make media.
Yeah, pretty much. We make food, we make ads. That's all we make anymore. We don't make cars. We don't make tech. We make software. Yep. You know, but do we make anything solid anymore? Bullshit. We don't make anything. We create stuff to stuff our faces and stuff our minds. And I used to have this boss in the 90s, this guy fucking Josh Harris. Real brilliant dude, right? He started this place called Pseudo. He's talking about electronic calories and how you're taking in electronic calories. Like what you're watching, what you're hearing.
Now we're just taking in things that are going to make our blood type Olestra positive. Caution, there may be some side effects of this episode.
Side effects may include anal leakage, lose of your eyeballs or hair, and self-loathing.
That would actually be fantastic if we had ads that we could put the same things that they do on drug ads.
That's a brilliant thing.
Cocoa Krispies, you know?
May include, again, anal leakage, erectile dysfunction, loss of hearing and vision, and or hair loss. Please be advised.
Desire to sit on your couch all fucking day and beat your kids.
Clinically tested, mother approved. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, actually. You know, I have a cousin who works in advertising. He works in packaging, and specifically, I love him to death. He's a great, really creative, awesome guy. And he always tells me about, like, the color codes. It's not just red number 4. You have to have red number 7 for the kids. You know, it's like how we train the human eye to look at things without even thinking about what they are. It's just a constant conditioning of color and packaging and advertisement and logos. And, you know, it's really ridiculous. It's
crazy. Actually, we have a little list here of some of the mascots to entice people. We got Tony the Tiger, Charlie the Tuna, Sugar Bear.
Tony the Tiger is kind of gay.
I feel like...
Really, seriously, think about it.
Hey, man,
like,
as long as he's happy.
Dude, he's
He
like,
has a handkerchief, which makes him gay.
No, it's not that. It's not the handkerchief.
It's a pocket square.
No, it's the We Are Tiger thing, right? And he's always around all these little athletes, and he's always like, you know, We Are Tigers. Like, come on. Wait, what's going on? what's going on here?
We are tigers, aren't we? Super. Grr.
The Domino's Noid. We got Ronald McDonald and his crew. You know,
do you guys remember the Noid? Who remembers the Noid?
Yeah, I remember the Noid. But, you know, I was thinking about, which is interesting about this, Grimace, the Hamburglar, the Fry Guys, Mayor McCheese. I'd be curious to know, like, how many people could actually name the cabinet. You know, the presidential cabinet. Everybody knows this fucking shit.
Ask the 12-year-old kid who Joe Biden is, and I bet you'll be like, I don't fucking know. Who's Tony the Tiger? Oh, he lives in my basement.
Who's Joe Biden?
I'm actually going to introduce our guest. We have asked Kiran Adithan, our friend from Media Bistro, who was actually the editor-in-chief of Agency Spy. He joined them in 2009. Prior to joining Agency Spy, Kiran has worked for Crane's Creativity, Adotus, Accelerator, one of my favorite music sites, as well as Fangoria, one of my favorite horror sites.
Yeah,
I knew a stripper named Fangoria, but that's another story for another time.
But it's one of the things that Adam was talking about. Was, you know, and Kiran, please say hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, Kiran.
Hello, my son, Playo.
We were talking about that movie, They Live.
Oh, man, They Live. Well, Roddy Piper.
We saw it on the subway actually coming in, because there were actually people replicating Spiro's bubble jacket, so it's kind of scary. And he was pointing it out, and I just really felt like a need for glasses at that point. But
dude, it's a good Uniqlo jacket. What?
Nice product punch.
You're a zombie like the rest of them, though. Yeah. Advertising. You're like, must have.
But hey,
don't worry, we'll make more.
Well, one of the reasons we brought Kiran on was the fact that the Super Bowl is coming on, right? And the advertising on the Super Bowl has become almost as important as the freaking Super Bowl, especially if your team's not playing.
It's like always been important for the last 5 years, at least 6 years. I think now, especially the last 2 years, we were talking about how, like, advertisers are kind of blowing their wad like 2 weeks ahead of time, and they just want to reveal the teasers.
This normally doesn't happen to me. I'm so sorry. I'm usually quite reserved.
But they are basically like, all right, we'll reveal a teaser this way. Yeah, and then finally, like, you know, the whole thing about the big game was like, half the entertainment became the ads like years ago. Yeah. And now it's just like everybody in the industry knows who it is.
We were just talking about that 1984 Mac ad that was like blew the advertising world away. But now it's all teasers. Like Eminem has the teasers. A teaser ad before the ad even comes out. There's a tease. There's like a prologue to the ad. Spider-Man 2.
Sadly,
that
says a lot about the state of our country.
Yeah. Oh God!
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody's just sitting around waiting for, like, tell me what else I need to love. You know, I was thinking about it.
Absolutely.
We were going over the trends for last year and the trends of this year, mm-hmm. and. You know, I understand that, you know, the trend makers, they're doing all this stuff for people that are more centrally located in the country, and being on the coast, you know, we're privy to a lot more of the things. Doesn't mean I'm not going to still point and laugh. But but I was thinking about Kale and Quinoa. You know, I love Kale and Quinoa. I just don't like being told to love Kale and Quinoa.
Right. Oh, yes.
You know?
Absolutely. You can't hold a yoga mat and be a cunt at the same time. It's one of the lovely quotes that Paul Gerard has come up with. I live to by this day. But you're absolutely right.
No, sorry. I think the whole thing was basically what happens is, like, they get, like, this small client gets this big build from, like, you know, this small base, and then it grows and grows and grows, like, virally. Mm-hmm. They then all of a sudden go, hey, wait a minute, we can actually, like, market this, and we can get an ad budget, and we should probably hire an agency of record, an AOR, and just pitch these, and all these agencies will come chomping at the bit like vultures. It's like
GoDaddy is a big example of how.
Well, the GoDaddy ads are terrible from the beginning to the end. Even if they have Danica Patrick in it, like, she's now in the muscle outfit, she's running.
It's bad. There's nothing bad about Danica.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
But how do you think it affects us as a society? You know, because it just seems that everything is very polarized. We have either a bunch of people who are overweight and they're ingesting all these things that are just pure empty calories. It's mm-hmm. basically cardboard, you know, like kids being overweight, mm-hmm. all the hunger in the country. You know, they're definitely not putting any money toward that, you know, but they'll put all this money toward an ad. And then you have the other side of it where people are set up in their own forts in Fort Greene or mm-hmm. Park Slope. And it's basically a fuck you based society of, yep. like, I got mine, my kids have a good school, and right. I'm going to feed my kid quinoa cookies, you know, but you know, everybody is basically just kind of, you know, it's like the monkeys, you know, we're just covering our eyes and covering our ears and, yep. and saying, absolutely. Feed me.
I don't know. I mean, there is definitely, like, territoriality, but, like, I think there's also the thing that, yeah, definitely there, it's always been based on consumption since the beginning, since ads.
Like, in the beginning. It's in Genesis, actually, if you read it.
Like, you know, like...
No, and back to...
And then there were Doritos.
Well, no, back to the whole Super Bowl thing, and also back to, you know, we actually did some research, and we found stuff out.
we're scientists, believe it or not.
More than 30% of the ad buy now. Now, I'm going back to 2012. We got this information from Kantar Media, and I'm sorry, your competitors at Ad Age. They actually said that almost 30% of the total ad buy across all mediums, TV, radio, online, unmeasured now, they're, you know, like social and mobile, was food. Wow. Seriously, almost 30%. And that includes, you know, that 30% against, like, you know, cars. Like, you think of the cars, like, they spend a shitload of fucking money, but 30% is food. Now, when you see food...
That's food in quotes.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I was about to say.
They think there's food in our food.
When you look at the food that, quote-unquote, that we are being advertised at, they're food-type products. They're not... We're not being... advertised apples. Yeah, maybe once.
I've never seen a commercial or an advertisement for a fucking carrot.
Pistachios, yeah.
Pistachios, yeah. Yeah, but honestly,
Stephen Colbert is in the new pistachio Super Bowl ad, actually. So.
The thing is, I saw the pistachio ad, and honestly, I just bought the fucking Gangnam Style CD. That's all I did. I didn't buy any pistachios. It's like Gangnam Style. how did that affect? I had nothing to do with pistachios before I know it. I'm a Korean music connoisseur. But it's really amazing. And also, the money that's getting put into these ads, you know, if they contributed that money to, like, you see I'm on the subway all the time, you know, New York City, we all take the subway. Who the fuck has a car? I don't know anybody with a car, but we all take the subway, and you see these ads, like, you know, eating sugary drinks is not good for you, and having too much, you know, soda pop isn't, and it's really amazing how much money goes into those ads as opposed to how much money goes into fucking Doritos, you know, you keep eating.
More than how much money goes into actually preventing the polar bears from going extinct in comparison to the Coca-Cola.
I don't know which line you're taking, because all I see are the Jameson ads that are coming, like, on, no,
but,
on, like,
but we're going to go to break in a second, but those same polar bears actually got their own movie for the Coca-Cola.
Oh, well,
bears.
They do as long as they're doing all right.
Yeah, I wonder if any polar bear proceeds go to polar bear you know, reservations or whatever.
All right, so guys, we're going to go to break. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a second.
Woo!
You are listening to I Like Ye by Hard Bodies on the Heritage Radio Network.org. Stay tuned for more from Eating Disorder.
Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Did you know that pollinators are needed for more than two-thirds of the world's crop species? Most of these pollinators are bees. However, North America's bee population has been steadily declining since the 1990s. Whether you live in the country or the city, you can show your commitment by hosting a hive in your backyard or even on a rooftop. the beekeeping movement is growing, so you're sure to find swarms of folks who can help you find your way. Learn more about the ways you can help be the solution at wholefoodsmarket.com/sharethebuzz.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Kill yourselves. Seriously, though, if you are, do. No, really. There's no rationalization for what you do, and you are Satan's little helpers, okay? Kill yourself, seriously. You're the ruiner of all things good, seriously. No, this is not a joke. It's going to be a joke coming. There's no fucking joke coming. You are Satan's spawn, filling the world with bile and garbage. You are fucked, and you are fucking us. Kill yourself. It's the only way to save your fucking soul. Kill yourself. Plant seeds. I know all the marketing people are going, he's doing a joke. There's no joke here whatsoever. Suck a tailpipe, fucking hang yourself, borrow a gun from a Yank friend. I don't care how you do it. Rid the world of your evil fucking machinations. Okay, whatever, you know what I mean. I know what all the marketing people are thinking right now, too. Oh, you know what Bill's doing? He's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a good market. He's very smart. Oh, man, I am not doing that, you fucking evil scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing.
All right. Thanks to Bill Hicks. Speaking of addictions, addictions. We are powerless over addictions, and our consumption has become unmanageable. Welcome back to this episode of Eating Disorder. Woo! Let's go over some quick addiction slogans, like the Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
I feel like all these advertisements should have that one voice, like, "Hey, baby, Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop, baby."
It definitely sounds like something that came out of the Lower East Side.
Oh, absolutely. That's all I heard, actually. But yeah, you should have all these ads should have that voice in the background, just to give you an example of how addictive some of these things are.
Like Tyrone Biggums.
You can't have just one.
You can't have just one. You can't have this one, baby. But all these ads should have somebody scratching their neck.
One of the things I want to make sure is people know America does not fucking run on Dunkin'.
No, we don't.
No, but the sad thing is, it does.
No, it runs on
stupid. You're in advertising. I mean, what do you think about that? How it really affects us?
You know, I like they tend to make a lot of grandiose statements, and like the hyperbole is just completely in there. And all their, like, America does not run on Dunkin'. I mean, I like their coffee, preferable to Starbucks, but I'm like, we get our damn Newman's Own coffee in the office, so I don't really care. But
Newman's Own.
No, not a sponsor. But no, I mean, it's just one of those things that, like, there are brands that are, like, considered sweet and, like, addictive. Like, we were just talking about, like, Oreos. And I thought that one of the brilliant things they did was their marketing team, like, when the power outage happened at last year's Super Bowl, they improvised and they just... They actually won multiple awards because they supported, like, the gay rights campaign. They support everything when, like, New York passed, like, gay marriage and all these things. They actually did multicolor old Oreos. And then when the power outage happened, they improvised and they did all these different, like, spots, like, and they tweeted them out. And yeah. I thought that was pretty brilliant. And,
I don't think there's any argument that advertising is clever.
Clever is a different thing.
Is it conniving? What's the difference between clever or conniving?
The other side of this coin is I work in advertising, too. The Reverend Spiro.
Damn it.
Only if I had a theremin.
The secret's been revealed.
Where's Brian Wilson when you need him?
Part of my problem is this, is, you know, we talked about this with our producer, Ola, and how it is, like, really, you know, geared towards kids, and kids don't know any better, and blah, blah, blah. Look, I'm sorry. Kids know, I'm sorry. I don't think there's a human being on a fucking planet.
You are now focusing on the Twilight Zone.
I don't think there's a human being on the planet that doesn't know that a bowl of Fruit Loops is not as good as a bowl of fucking fruit.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But that doesn't matter. It's the way they're raised. You know, to her point was that if you're raised in a crack house and you're fed Cheetos all day long,
you're gonna love Cheetos.
That's what you're gonna go for. Yeah,
bullshit. Absolutely. I still think that you know fruit is better because you're gonna live in a world.
I see your point because like if you look at what's really hot right now, peasant cuisine. I mean, like everybody's into peasant cuisine, but you know,
derelict. He's so hot right now.
You can find
that Mugatu.
You can find people in Italy who are eating fantastic food. It's amazing, amazing food.
But they're eating it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and you all take naps afterwards, and it's like a precious little thing I think we should all adopt in this country.
But it's very sad because the obesity level in this country is ridiculous. The hunger level in this country is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Which is a complete contradiction, as is a lot of this country.
You would think that they would be totally separate, problems, but they're not. They actually run hand in hand.
And the obesity levels happen in the poorest fucking neighborhoods.
You know what it is? It's like we were TV babies, from the time of fucking Swanson dinners,
Yes.
Which is an interesting story right there because the guy that invented it got $1,000 bonus and he got a $100 a month raise.
Yep.
They sold 10 million in the first fucking year.
It's insane.
And it killed our family dinner time conversation,
fuck that, don't talk, don't enjoy your family time, sit in front of a TV and consume and look at advertisements.
And we'll tell you again, we'll tell you more of what you want later.
And that's really, and that poses the question, are we stupid as a society? Are we stupid as a culture?
What?
Or do we just want to know what we want?
Tell me about the rabbits, George. Tell me about the Sprite. Tell me about the Coca-Cola, George.
I think we are stupid. I mean, how do you feel like in advertising? I mean, is it common knowledge like, oh, we duped them again?
Well, look at it this way. Like, as I said, I'm from the outside.
While keeping your job.
I'm from the outside. I don't work for an agency. I'm from the outside looking in. We're the ones who bust the agency's balls. So that's the whole thing. Like, we just cover the campaigns, but it is indicative of like, yeah, one feeds another. Like, I mean, the food ads are a whole different story because it's just so like Alex Boguski, who is considered like the celebrity of our industry, he actually quit his job, and he was like the star of the industry.
Quit his agency that he started.
Quit his agency that he helped start. Who had Burger King? He created subservient chicken for Burger King and all these things, and like the viral, like interactive
subservient stuff. Chicken. What the fuck is that?
That's the chickens we have now. They're all subservient.
They're all subservient. We created an army, but we but I'll tell you, like it was.
That's thinking outside the box. Outside the box, like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Were they rebels?
But it was just like this interactive experience. But it blew up into this whole thing, and then he left. And he created this whole like letter, and now he's all about biking and he's a very like outdoor guy, and he's all about health, and he's the one who's a backer of SodaStream, which is one of the Super Bowl advertisers they're like carbonated sodas, but not really. But I don't know. But he's all about he lives in a cottage in Boulder, Colorado. But.
No, the SodaStream thing is important because who was it, Pepsi or Coke? I can't remember.
Well, they were like, this is bullshit. Like, this is illegal. Like, you can't have this kind of thing taking over our. We want them out. And
one of the major soda companies told SodaStream, which is basically some dude. You're in the restaurant business.
It's like
your bartenders make your own sodas. Yeah, but this is you can do it at home.
Lavender, lime, Ricky, anyone?
One of the major soda companies said, we don't want them at the Super Bowl. Like, you can't come to the prom.
The goons on the street.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they were like, you can't do this because we're a soda company. And
I mean, anybody could do it if they have the money.
Nah, see, but there's things called, where we can only be the one company doing this.
That's when Bill Hicks, and we actually cut that Bill Hicks thing short, but actually Bill Hicks, if you check that on YouTube, he actually continues to say that things got fucked up when everybody started putting dollar signs on everything on this fucking planet, and everything became a dollar sign. And that's exactly what that is. People trying to own a patent.
That's the thing, though, our population, our society, we're not voting anymore. We could easily vote, 3 to 5 times a day or whatever, however much you eat.
I mean, look, honestly,
there is no voting. Nobody's standing up for it. And that's what I was saying before about the polarization of it. You either have the people sitting on the couch and shoving their face with Doritos, or you have the people in Park Slope with the quinoa cookies.
And neither gives a shit about the other one.
Neither gives a shit about the other one.
Every time you eat, you're voting. Every time you buy something that you like at the fucking restaurant, you know, at a place, you're voting. You're saying, you're giving what you like, and that's what they have these entire systems based off of what consumers get and consumers want. So we're all voting on a daily basis, whether we not we want Dunkaroos or Doritos.
Wait, am I voting with my tummy?
You're voting with your tummy, and your tummy has a
you are voting with your tummy because
bacon on it. So you're voting every time somebody sees your little navel. We know that we should have some fucking bacon.
Oh God, now I'm not going to eat after this.
Yeah, it's like the fuck. No. It's like Mordor over there.
No. If you guys haven't heard, there for the last 5-6 years, there's been the Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest where people who create ads. Who are user generated ads? They win now. It started as $500,000, then it went up to $1 million, and now the bounty is $5 million to create the best user generated ad, which will air during the Super Bowl, and it's all Frito Lay Doritos, and it's that. So
and these are creative people.
These are people trying to
create some level of art from media from copyright.
That's a different thing though, because if we sat down and said, all right, let's go win $100,000 and create.
No, these are user generated. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're creating.
I would be fine with that, you know, but I don't eat that shit.
No.
Right. Actually, I'm not going to eat it. You know, I'll take their money for doing a cool ad, but I'm not going to eat it, you know, and I can only do my part. You know, I'm much closer to Groucho Marx than Karl Marx. You know, I'm not going to rise up, you know. As much as I like saying fuck you to the world, you know, I also like a comfortable life and going home and taking a nap on my anarchy Etsy pillows, you know, $200 pillows I bought on Etsy.
Made of solid gold. Yeah.
No, but it's true.
You know,
but
people have to, you know, we have to take a stand. You know, we can't be saying fuck you to our neighbors, and we can't be forgetting about everybody else who's just, you know, that it's generation after generation after generation of being TV babies, and now it's just become like we've melded. You know, the idea of like when my father would say, the kids today, and I'd be like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Exactly.
You know,
you're
now it's like
now.
The same thing. It's the fat guy and the fat kid sitting on the couch together. You know, when's it going to stop? What's that fat kid's going to be like?
We have a solution for that. The Wii.
We have a solution to something?
We have video games that make you stay inside and swivel a fucking joystick at a fucking...
No, but if you go outside...
The Wii need exercise.
No, but if you go outside, you're still inundated with advertising.
No, you are.
I mean, now the one thing... But that being said, look, there's a million different ways to get advertising into your noggin. Some of them being really kind of insidious, like behavioral advertising. You know, that every time you go and search something,
they
Google
know where
and
you're
Yahoo
at.
And
they
AOL and Facebook know what you're searching for. They know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They will put. That's why they put those middle-aged fat guy fucking ads on the side of my fucking Facebook.
No, oh my God.
I always get want to date single ladies.
I find that absolutely.
I don't know why.
I was going to point out my girlfriend. She bring that to perspective for me. I had no idea. I was like, wow, like Facebook ads are getting really better these days. They know what I like. She's like, yeah, they fucking know what
They're
you like.
They're reading my mind.
They're reading my mind. It's absolutely absurd.
But you can't turn off all advertising. Look, there's advertising everywhere we go. You go to the fucking the Times Square. We're inundated with it. But you can't turn.
It's owned
fucking,
by the Japanese, by the way.
You can turn the fucking TV off.
We can't.
And you can turn the fucking computer.
Whatever. Enjoy the fucking commercial. Who cares? Enjoy it.
But
you know.
Be smart enough.
Don't eat the shit.
Yeah.
Don't eat it and don't feed it to your kids.
Yeah.
Now I take my dad's old. My dad's been doing this since I was a kid, and every time a commercial comes on, mute. That's all he does.
That's right. my uncle.
I've heard about his dad's food though. It's pretty.
If we can all, it really has to start. Somebody's got to make a decision somewhere. You know, just stop eating. That food, stop feeding it to your kids, and try not to be a fucking dick all the time. You can say it and you can sound like one, but
we all like Super Bowl ads, we all like Beyonce, we all like these, you know, voluptuous girls fucking sipping
I would eat
Coca Cola.
That's Whole Foods right there, Beyonce.
But it's like you see
Which aisle?
These, you see these ads with these gorgeous girls and everything. Like even it's not just food; it's everything. You know, sometimes like there's an ad for Equinox with these a fucking half naked girl and a dude sitting there on top of each other, about to like you know get down a clown. It's amazing because it loses the actual ad of what they're trying to sell you. I'd rather see a fucking treadmill on an Equinox commercial.
I'll
stick with the bra. But listen, if I'm
hey everybody,
consumer,
thank you so much for joining us once again on another episode of Eating Disorder. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Fork You Radio. Thank you, Spiro, Adam, and Kieran. Thank you so much for coming.
Tony Colon.
See you next week.
It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them Silent Breed is people!
Where the white girls when they leave the city? Oh, here come the great ones. I'm coming up again.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.